Welcome to the Capitol Report, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance, covering the most important news impacting faith, family, and freedom from the Nebraska Capitol during the legislative session. Here's your host, Nate Gross.
12 days left in this year's legislative session, and things are coming to a head, including a final opportunity for senators to advance major pro-life and family proposals. All session, we've talked about two bills in particular, LB 574, the Let Them Grow Act, which protects children from gender-altering procedures, and LB 626, the Nebraska Heartbeat Act. Last week, a new amendment was filed to LB 574 that, in addition to protecting children from gender reassignment procedures, would also prohibit abortion after 12 weeks gestation. This comes after Senator Merv Reapy withdrew his support for the Heartbeat Act and caused the bill to fail by one vote. Many conversations and much public pressure has taken place to try to find a way to revive the bill. Regrettably, it became clear that there was no path forward for LB 626 to return, and if a similar proposal were to be brought back next year, it would likely receive even less support. Senator Ben Hansen filed AM 1658 to LB 574 to secure the votes needed to pass LB 574 and provide another pro-life opportunity. So these two issues have now been combined and will be taken up for debate this Tuesday. We have and will always fight for the lives of every preborn child from the moment of conception. A 12-week limit is simply what can be passed at this time. Nebraska currently allows elective abortion until 20 weeks, and we are at risk of becoming a destination state for abortion. If the amendment is adopted, elective abortions would be prohibited after 12 weeks, gender reassignment surgeries would be prohibited on anyone 19 and younger, no taxpayer dollars could be used for any gender-altering procedures, and puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones would be subject to stringent rules and regulations. This is a huge opportunity and a pivotal moment for our state. The bill must go through two more rounds of debate, starting with a vote on Tuesday. So please contact your senator now and urge them to better protect innocent human life and save children from irreversible harm by supporting LB 574.
Thanks for listening to the Capitol Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Family Alliance and the generosity of this radio station. For more information on issues impacting you and your family, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. Or call 1-888-777-5188. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and partner with NFA to advance family, freedom, and life in Nebraska.